This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, where we began Simen Yud Beis yesterday. The Mechaber said that if all the strings of the corner snap and you have the amount that you can make Kedei Aniva, you can make a bow around all the strings that are snapped, it's kosher. But if you don't have Kedei Aniva, the Mechaber said, even on one string, meaning Shenifsa Kulai, that it's entirely snapped, puzzle, it's puzzle. So what we have to understand is, are we talking about the four strings or are we talking about the eight strings? When we say that if one string is snapped, is it one of the eight or one of the four? One of the four would mean that on both ends of the four, it's snapped in both places. So what does it mean that even b'chud efs echad shenivsa kulay pasal? So, by the way, yesterday we learned that if you take off the tzitzis, you're not allowed to put them on a talis acher, even if one of the strings is missing yud beis gudalin. So, right, because the shear of the strings is yud beis gudalim. Even if one of the strings is missing, yud beis gudalim is going to be an issue. So we saw in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Dalet, that the length of the strings have to be 12 gudalim. And when we say the length of the strings, the eight strings, okay, so the H, in other words, after it's put through the hole and it's made, and you make a knot, it has to be after you put it through the hole, each side has to be Yud Beis Gudalim. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Gimel, Shenifsa Kulay, that it entirely snapped. Ratzaloymer, Shebishnei Roshav, that on its two ends, Leinishdayer Kedei Aniva. You don't have Kedei Aniva on both ends, Pasol, Av Sheshar Hachutin Hayishleimim, even though the other strings are whole. What if, basically, if you add up, if you combine both of the ends on the two sides, you could create a Kedei Aniva, then yesh l'stapik mahani. It's a suffix if it's going to help. The Chazon Ish sort of wonders, how in the world could you join up two halves, neither one is Kedei Aniva, to join up to be a shear? Each enough has to be a shear in and by itself. So the Chazon Ish does not feel it's a suffix, but the Mishnah Berurah does. Umashma el yarabachim dechem deish lachachim adavar, del yarabin nadechachem amashu, you should be machmir. Namely, you need to have Kedei Aniva on each side. In other words, if it's only Kedei Aniva to combining the two ends together, it's not going to work. You need to have at least one side that's Kedei Aniva. Now you have a very interesting suffix. First of all, if you combine the two ends, then you get Kedei Aniva. And it could be these two ends are not even from the same string. They could be from different strings. So in that case, of the four strings, each one has Kedei Aniva. In other words, it's really a Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe you could combine two half pieces to be Kedei Aniva. And even if you can't, maybe these two ends are not from the same string. So it should be a Svek Sveka Lahakel. Vimkein Yesh Kan Svek Sveka Shamei Mishnei Chutim. Maybe they're two strings, and even if they're one string, v'shem mitzdarfin, afilu hachi yesh lachmer. Why? Mishum the tzitzis mitzuyin heim. Don't rely on kulas. Go to the store and buy a new pair. It's not a big deal. Even though, by the way, nowadays it's more expensive. It's probably more expensive than it ever was. But nevertheless, people have money, and they could buy a new pair. It's less than a tank of gas. The Arzis Achayim Meiko B'chayin Zeh, the Arzis Achayim is Meiko by the Svek Sveka, V'nira Demyesh Be'echad Me'arashin Kedei Lanoi V'chud Echad, if on one of the ends you have Kedei Aniva, not of all the strings, but of one of the strings. So then you have a svek, svek, sveka. And bevada yish tesmachav, you definitely could rely on it. What's the svek, svek, sveka? Number one, maybe the two snapped strings are from two different strings. And even if it's from the same string, maybe you could be mitzdarev two half pieces. And even if you can't be mitzdarev, well, one of the ends is kedei aniva, not all the strings, but at least over one string. That's also a snif lahaka. Okay. So even bechud echad, shenifsa kulei pasol. Ayin lekaman besif gimel. We'll see later on in Sif Gimel that what it means kedei aniva. Ulekuleyama im nifsak chud echad me'ikaray. Everyone agrees that if one string got snapped from its source, the hainu b'makom chibur b'kanav, that is where it attaches to the corner, the pasul. Because of Ataz, the Taz writes, al kein roi l'chol yirei shemayim. Therefore, it is fitting for every God-fearing person, sheya ayin b'shas b'dika, that you should be ma'ayin at the time of checking, gam b'tchilas maitzom shal atzitzis, even from where the tzitzis come out of the corner, the hainu b'makom chibure b'kanav, where it's attached to the corner, im yesh sham kera, if there's a tear. So when you check your tzitzis, aside from checking the strings and that they're not snapped, you should also check that there's no snap where you put it into the garment, as well as the garment itself. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Hilkach, therefore, kivan shekol echad kafo l'shnayim. Since each string is doubled over, im nifsiku shnei rashim, pasul. If two ends are snapped, it's going to be pasul. Shema nifsak chorechad, because maybe the two of them are the same string. And if you have one string, shenifsak kuloi, it's pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shnei rashim. So if two ends are snapped, v'loy nishtar b'shem echad mehem kedei aniva, you don't have kedei aniva on either end. If one of them has kedei aniva, then it's for sure kosher. Why? Because the only psul is if one of the four strings doesn't have kedei aniva. But if on one end you have kedei aniva, then this string, even though on the other side you don't, but on this side you do. Shema nifsak ratzoloimar af im shnei hanifsak mitzarechad. That means like this. You know, when you double over the tzitzis, so you have four on one side, four on the other. So you would think, okay, now I have eight strings coming out. If two of the strings on the right side are snapped, you say, well, they're obviously from different strings. No, because you might not have been careful when you were winding and tying that the four on the right always stay on the right and the four on the left always stay on the left. You may have mixed and matched as you were making knotting and winding. So even though the two that snapped are on one side, they actually may be the same string. That's why it is preferable that when the tzitzis are made, and I do think that our tzitzis that come with the hechsher of all the great rabbis in the world, now how they get a hechsher from rabbanim who haven't been alive in many, many years, I don't know. It's one of the miracles of the mitzvah of tzitzis, how you could have Gedolei Yisrael who were nifter in the 19th century, give a hechsher to your tzitzis. But I do think that they are makbid to make sure that the four on the right stay on the right, four on the left stay on the left. Okay. Interesting question that the Dershow brings up. Why don't we follow Roiv? Namely, right now I have a string, it's snapped. I have another string that it snapped. Isn't it more likely, doesn't Roiv say that the string that snapped is not the same, does not belong to this string, it's a different string? Because out of the four strings, it's more likely it's from a different string. Why don't we follow Roiv? And I would add, it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. It's not just like a Roiv Ba'alma. It's out of factors that are present in front of us. So Rabbi Yosef said, because you can't follow a Roiv, if it's Efshar Levarer, so undo it, untie it, and check whether it belongs to the same string. Okay, the Mechaber continues. And in accordance with what we are careful when we make the tzitzis, to make a siman on the four ends, in a way that the four ends are always on one side and not. So then, if you have two snap strings on one side, it's going to be kosher. Then there's certainly two different strings. You already have left over on the second end, which is going to be more than the amount to make a bow. By the way, the Mechaber said that if you don't have Kedei Aniva, even B'chud Echad, where the whole thing snapped, it's Pasul. So the Bir Halacha says the same thing would be if the tzitzis snapped by the wound part between the knots, if it's one string, it will be kosher, because you have Kedei Aniva on the other side. Vim Shnechut and Pasul. So it's not just in the string part if it snapped, but likewise in the winding part. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here, and we will continue tomorrow with Sif Katan Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Wishing everyone a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.